Sanhedrin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Sanhedrin Bavli Daf Tes. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. Makos b'shloisha, the Mishnah says that cases involving lashes require 3 judges. Mishnah b'shmol oimeh be'efim b'shloisha, he says no, they require 23 judges. Ibra chodesh b'shloisha, Ibra shana b'shloisha, divi rabbi meh. Extending a month to become a 30-day month requires 3 judges, and extending a year to make a leap year also requires 3 judges. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel oimeh b'shloisha maschilim, v'chamisha noisim v'noisnim, v'goyimim b'shiva, v'in gama b'shloisha mu'uberes. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says they begin with 3, they discuss it with 5, and they complete it with 7, and if they completed it with 3, then it's still valid. Smicha hazakeinim v'arifas ha'egla b'shloisha, divrei Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says that the elders leaning on the par helen dava, which is the cow that sacrificed in the community, acted and did certain aveiras, and breaking the calf's neck, which is in a case when there was a murdered corpse found between two cities, that requires 3 judges. Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'chamisha, Rabbi Yehuda says no, it requires 5. Chalitza mi'unim b'shloisha neter avai u'ma'ase sheni she'ein d'me yuduim b'shloisha v'hekdeshus b'shloisha v'erchin ha'metaltelin b'shloisha. Chalitza and mi'un require 3. Redemption of neter avai, which is the fruit that grows in the 4th year of a tree's life, and of ma'ase sheni, which is the second tithe, whose values are not known, they require 3 dayanim. Redeeming hekdesh requires 3, and erchin ha'metaltelin, which is evaluating movable objects to be given as payment for a person pledging a specific amount to the Beis HaMikdash, also requires 3 judges. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, echad mehem koyen, Rabbi Yehuda says one of them has to be a koyen. Rabbi Yehuda Kois, teshev koyen v'adam koyetz bahen, and regarding fields, to redeem fields there has to be 9 and a koyen, which is also the case when evaluating the monetary value of a person. Din nefashos be'esem v'shloisha, ha'ov v'anirba be'esem v'shloisha, sh'ne'emar v'ragtes ha'isha v'esa behema, v'oimeh v'esa behema ta'roigu. Capital cases require 23. Case of bestiality require 23, because the pasuk says in Vayikra Perek Chof Pasuk Tezayin, and you shall kill the woman and the animal. And the previous pasuk says, and a man who will lie with an animal, who shall surely be put to death, and you shall kill the animal. Shor Niskal be'esim v'shloisha, sh'ne'emar ashor yisakel v'gam bal av yumos, k'misa zabalim kein misa zashor. The ox that's stoned requires 23, because the pasuk says in Shmois in Perek Chof Aleph Pasuk Chof Tes, that about an animal that was a moored, it was a habitual goring animal, and it killed someone, then that animal, that bull, has to be stoned, and also its owner shall be put to death, meaning pay the atonement money. And we learn from here that the death of the owner, if he would be liable to the death penalty in another situation, is like the death of the ox. Both require 23. Ha'ari ha'zev v'hadoiv v'hanem v'habardulus v'hanochash misoson be'esem v'shloisha, a lion, a wolf, a bear, a leopard, and a bargalus, which some translate as a cheetah or polecat. This, if they're sentenced to death, they need 23 judges to do so. Rabbi Leza Oime, Kolakoidim Lahogam Zocha. Rabbi Leza says, no, whoever kills them first has done a good deed, and there's no need to wait for a ruling of the court, because these are dangerous animals. Rabbi Kiva Oime, Misasam Be'esam Eshlosha. Rabbi Kiva says, no, the death does require 23. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Abo, boy, Rabbi asked, Makois Be'esam Eshlosha, Pa'amim Shemesam Makoisav Harayish Boi, Dinin Efoshois. In explaining Rabbi Shmuel's view of the Mishnah, lashes should require 23 as well, because sometimes the person might die from his wounds, meaning that the original ruling to give him lashes was actually a capital case. Bakapo said that all of the rules of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel requiring 3, 5, and 7 for extending the month are alluded to in the pasuk about a kohen in the kohen's blessing in Bamidbar in Perek Vav pasuk Chof Dalad. May Hashem bless you and keep you, which has 3 words in Hebrew. From here we learn they begin with 3 judges. Then may Hashem spread His countenance upon you and be gracious on you, which has 5 words. And from here we learn that 5 judges discuss it. And may Hashem turn His face towards you and give you peace. That has 7 words in Hebrew. And from here we learn that they complete it with 7 judges. Rabbi Shur ben Levi Shoma Kol Hoin Me'ado. Rabbi Shur ben Levi said he derived it all from the following pasuk in Malachim, Beis Perek Chof Hei pasuk Yud Ches. Ve'ikach rav atabachim es shloishes shomrei hasaf mikan shemaschilim v'shloisha, v'chamisha anoshim roei pnei hamelech mikan shenoisim v'noisim b'chamisha, v'shiva anoshim roei pnei hamelech mikan shegoimim b'shiva. It says over there, and the chief executioner took the 3 gatekeepers, and from here we learn that they begin with 3 judges, and then in Pasuk Yud Tes says, and 5 men from those that see the king's face, and from here we learn that they discuss it with 5 judges, and then a Pasuk in Yirmiyah in Perek Nun Beis in Pasuk Chaf Hei, seven men from those that see the king's face, from here we learn that they complete it with seven judges.